Initially, the problems they face are probably of an academic nature. For example, they go to lectures and they find that they can't understand or they can't take notes very quickly. They have quite a lot of reading to do and don't know how to cope with it. On top of that, it could be their first experience of living in a foreign country, and so they're unfamiliar with some of the systems that we have here, like registering with a doctor, and then just basically making friends. They could feel incredibly lonely and isolated. These are the kind of problems that they will face when they first start university.
Simon Williams teaches EAP in the Language Centre at University College London. He believes that difficulties experienced by language learners in lectures and other academic situations occur chiefly because they just don't have enough mental energy.
The sort of problems that non-native speakers might have are summed up in one word, and that's overload. The listener is paying so much attention to decoding words that they recognise and phrases that they recognise. It's almost like trying to do a word-by-word translation. You can't translate in that way. You have to get a global picture as well as looking at individual items. The student pays so much attention to the language that they miss out on the content. They're looking at the vehicle rather than what the vehicle contains.
As well as coping with new vocabulary and lecturers who speak quickly and with unfamiliar accents, you may find it very difficult to listen out for the main points of a lecture and take notes at the same time. So, what can you do?
Get hold of some texts, perhaps over the internet or through a library or through perhaps journals or magazines that might be available in newsagents or through friends, and then study recurring specialist words in those texts, but also look at the kind of structures, the kind of organisation that's used, because different subjects typically use different sorts of organisations or genres to put things together.
Preparation is the key. Be prepared. According to Simon Williams, students can make their academic life much easier by getting to know specialist vocabulary in advance. And Simon Williams advises students to obtain an English-English dictionary, and maybe a subject dictionary, of medicine, of law, of linguistics. Listening to the radio, watching TV, these are all methods of improving both general and specialist English, as members of our World Service class will tell you.
I'm a computer engineer, so I always use internet, and most of the websites are in English. So I think internet is a very good way to improve your English, especially reading skill and vocabulary.
I usually watch TV programs in English, so it helped me with listening. And sometimes when I watch TV, I prefer to use subtitles in English too, so you can practice together listening and reading.
Try to read books related with your subject, first of all. Even materials that you already know in your language. Because some people can say, oh, that book, I know it, but I read it in Spanish 3 times. You have to read it in English to see if you notice substantial differences.
During this series, we'll focus on some of the strategies you can use to improve your listening ability and your performance in other academic situations. We've already said that preparation is important. Simple things like looking up specialist vocabulary, reading the course outline, looking at the title of a lecture, for example, these can all help you predict its language and content. Here's an example of this from some research carried out by R. Anderson and colleagues. It illustrates that prior information about a text can help you to make predictions about its content and influence your interpretation. Here, prior information comes in the form of the title.
A prisoner plans his escape. Rocky slowly got up from the mat, planning his escape. He hesitated a moment and thought, things were not going well. What bothered him most was being held, especially since the charge against him had been weak. He considered his present situation. The lock that held him was strong, but he thought he could break it.